And we're recording.
I'm Martha Russell.
And I'm Betty Tate.
And I'm Rayanne Hartman. And welcome to Calling All Nurses.
Season two.
We're super excited to be here talking about season two. And I think the first thing I want to say about that is how much fun we had, right?
Yeah,
in totally. Season one, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
100%.
We had, I think our guests really had fun with us as well. And I think the impetus and why we started this in the first place was all about Nurse's Voice. I think what I was really happy to learn throughout our first season was how that wasn't a roadblock for any of our guests making change in challenging times. But the voice, because it had changed, and we alluded to this in our first season, how the regulatory changes have made that voice shift for nursing across Canada, that we're still kind of interested in that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I think for those nurses that we spoke with in season one, you know, we were so inspired, I guess it sounds corny, but by their ability to, you know, really devote themselves and enact all those professional values that we all hold dear. And, you know, that, like you were saying, Rayanne, that there used to be more clear pathways to those things and support from your local organizations that were really impacted by that change in regulatory, how the profession was regulated. So it was, while it was hopeful, I think we were all sort of also wondering what that meant on a bigger scale for the just about half a million registered nurses in Canada. So, you know, we see these amazing examples and we know that this is being echoed everywhere, but we also know that there are nurses that are ones that stand for or represent nurses across the country that take it as part of their professional role, right?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that came out of season one for me was that nursing is leadership. Mm-hmm. And all of our guests talked about leadership no matter where they are, mm-hmm. Nursing. And so that piqued our interest to talk to people in leadership roles across the country and across the province this season. So we dreamed big and thought, who would talk to us?
Just about anybody that we asked.
Yes, exactly, it turns out. And we've got a season two is another perspective on leadership and other things that nurses are doing and people that we can, as nurses, can connect to. Hopefully might broaden both the public and practicing nurses or retired nurses like us, what's happening in nursing at provincial, national, and international arena. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. And the voice, you know, who is speaking for us? What are they saying? How is that happening? And how do you engage with those voices that are the representatives in Canada and British Columbia for nursing? So I think that's really exciting because that's, I really hope, what we've captured in season two.
And I think what we're talking about now, like we started up talking about Nurses' Voice, and we're talking much more about Nurses' Collective Voice and the power that came up a little bit in season one, but the power that nurses have if they really... Mm-hmm. harness that collective voice. Mm-hmm. And we got some ideas about how to do that and talked with people who are trying to do that. So it's exciting.
It is exciting. And I think we're picking that. I think we didn't really know what to expect. And we've had some of our interviews already. And it is very dynamic environment. And, you know, despite the sort of the longstanding challenges in the profession, that to think that there are some really creative people out there, nurses, coming up with really innovative ways of thinking and doing things. And yeah, it's I think anybody listening will feel the hope that we feel listening.
Well, recognizing that and some of our upcoming guests have said this, you know, the landscape of nursing is pretty bleak right now, but yeah. There's a lot going on, and the organizations intended to work with nurses and speak for nurses and act on behalf of nurses are doing so in spades. And I think that's what our listeners are going to hear, mm-hmm. is some of that real tangible action that they have coming.
Yes, and I agree with you, along with a real acknowledgement that it's not easy right now in this environment, mm-hmm. to be in the nursing world. And so as we learned last season that there's wonderful nurses out there in relationship with patients. And what we learned, I think, this season is that, or we're learning, we haven't interviewed everyone yet, that there's nurses out there who really are hopeful about the future, at the same time as not minimizing
that realism.
They're mm-hmm. real. Mm-hmm. That no one's trying to say, oh, it's okay, just stop worrying about it. That's not what mm-hmm. we're getting, and that's a real comfort.
And that if you're thinking about nursing, you should still be thinking about nursing, because it's only getting better.
Yes, absolutely.
Only going up. That's 100%. What we keep hearing.
Yeah.
And why we still are so proud to have done and continue doing what we're doing in nursing.
Absolutely.
I think we also talked or heard from nurses, which I think will be interesting for people, that what's on the horizon is more and more unification of different bodies of nurses. And I mean working together. I don't mean unification in one big, although there's a little bit of that too, but just it's exciting to think we're not in silos mm-hmm. as nurses mm-hmm. and that there's, again, such strength in that.
Yes, and that at the heart of all nursing, as we've, I think, identified amongst all the guests, is that collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. Is we can't be nurses without collaboration mm-hmm. and strong collaboration.
And many of our, or a couple of our guests talked about collaboration with allied health people too. So not beyond nursing and getting those allied health professions together. And that's exciting too.
Yeah, otherwise you're, like you say, in silos and reinventing the wheel in each yeah. area and not sort of sharing your common understanding mm-hmm. and resources and
supporting one another.
Yes, absolutely.
Or working, rudderless without a team, mm-hmm. because that's also, you know, agency nursing, we can put it mm-hmm. out there, has changed the landscape as well, where we see it's hard to bring a team together when you've never worked together before. And so mm-hmm. that's addressed too. I think we've got someone speaking about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we do hear from our listeners now, since we have increased our listenership. People are able to get in touch with us. We did have an article recently in Canadian Nurse, the Journal of the Canadian Nursing Association. So have a look at that. We'll include the link in our show notes here. And yeah, feel free to get in touch with us. We'll answer everybody. The more people that join the conversation, really the better. We just welcome it. Any input that anybody has for us.
And come to our Instagram page and follow us there. It's calling.all.nurses. And our email is listed with every episode and on our website. And I think we've just been chatting here beforehand of some of the conversations that we've already had for season two. And there are a lot of acronyms that are used throughout the episodes. So if you're having a little bit of acronym angst, just look in the notes that are attached to each episode, and we'll have explanations there, and we'll have all the acronyms written out when we need it.
Great. And we're looking forward to season two and having all you listeners out there.
Yeah. And get in touch. Mm-hmm. We like hearing from you.